Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Welcome, 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 everyone. Yes, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. So no matter where you are, we're together right here. Whether you're in Memphis, whether you're in Jersey City, praise God, whether you're in St. Louis, wherever you are, we are the church and we are together in Him. Amen. So welcome, welcome, welcome on this August Sunday. Right here in St. Louis, it's a bright and shiny morning. Glory to God. I know that there's been storms in different places, and it was a storm here last week, but right now it's bright and shiny, and we give God all the glory. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Pastor Mom sitting here talking about bright and shiny. Amen. Pastor Mom is bright and shiny this morning, and she's going to open us up with a word of prayer.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Okay. This day is, thank the Lord for this day, and thank the Lord for coming out this morning. We love you, Lord. We
yes,
love
Lord.
You.
Hallelujah.
We call your name, Lord.
Yes.
And ask you to be with us and stand by us. Lead us along the way, Lord. We need you, Lord, all the way.
All the way.
All the way, Lord. Thank you for our people.
President.
That needs help, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Be with us and stand by us. And lead us along the way. Go with us and stand by us.
Yes,
lead
Lord.
Us along the way, Lord. We need you every
we
step of the
you.
Way, Lord. Bless our
President
of the United States, Lord. Yes. Lead them along the way.
Uh-huh.
Be with them and stand by us and lead us along the way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We were up and out yesterday, out and about, and she still sounds strong today, and we thank God for that. One of our cousins on my grandfather's side, the elderly cousin, passed away, and we went out yesterday and went to her home going. And so that was a blessing. Mom doesn't go out very much, but, you know, we went on out yesterday and was with family, you know, that we had not seen in a long time. And we thank God that, you know, she's not lost. We know where she is. She's absent from her body and present with the Lord. And so we thank God for that. Amen and amen. Amen. Let's go on to our scripture for today. Today we're going to read Psalm 100. Psalm 100, the entire psalm. We'll read it together from the King James Version. And then we'll go on to our Psalm 34. And the Lord has given us a little change today, a new directive on calling his name. Hallelujah. So we'll talk about that in a moment. Okay, Psalm 100, let's read it together. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to our Psalm 34.
Yes, sure.
Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read together. I will bless the Lord at all times. Praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Amen. So we're going to magnify the Lord today. And the Lord has had me to begin to collect songs that magnify him, that say who he is. Amen. So he brought some songs back to my remembrance that say who he is. And then, you know, so I've been collecting them. So for a little while, we're going to play those. And while we're listening and singing along with people who are telling the Lord who he is, continue to update your list. Amen. Because the Lord keeps telling me that it's still important that we have a list of who he is, and we can call out who he is at any time. Excuse me, at any time. So this morning, we're going to listen to and sing with Minister Joy Bryant. You know, we have a lot of her songs. We have her entire album here that we're free to use. Glory to God. And the name of this song is God Most High. And you can add to your God Most High calling on the name of the Lord, telling them who he is repertoire from this. Amen. Praise God.
God at all.
amen. And one that just really stood out to me today was, you calm the raging seas. He's the calmer of the raging seas. Hallelujah. And there's been so many raging seas that have been going on, and we need to know him as the calmer of the raging seas. Hallelujah. The raging seas of the coronavirus, of the Delta variants, the Lambda variants, and he's the calmer of the raging seas of this earthquake that just happened in Haiti, and the violence, the raging seas of the violence that have been going on around the United States and the world. You know what's going on in Afghanistan right now. In the name of Jesus, he's the calmer of those things. And Lord God, we call upon you right now to calm the raging seas, even the raging seas that's inside of us that tries to rise up on the inside of us with different things going on around the world, and not being able to understand what's going on, not being able to know what's going on next. Oh, you're the calmer, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for calming every raging sea in the name of Jesus and giving us your peace beyond all understanding. We bless your name for it, Lord God. Hallelujah. We just pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that all of us will get this. We'll get it, Lord God, that we need to be able to call out on you. Hallelujah. Every situation, every circumstance, knowing that you are our God, Most High. And we bless your name for it, Lord. We bless your name, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go on to our declarations. And so I just think a lot about, you know, what the direction that the Lord has given to us, what to do and how to do it, and then how to do it in a childlike way. And not try to go ahead of him or sidestep him or do what we think people are going to want to do more, but just to stay in that, the preordained footsteps of his stride for our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just keep seeing that there's these preordained footsteps that he has laid out. Amen. And we can't walk in nobody else's footsteps. It's not preordained for us. But the ones that were preordained for us, we're going to continue to walk in those steps by his Spirit. And we give him praise and glory. Amen. Amen. Let's go on to our declarations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2:28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Hallelujah. So we're going to continue to declare and decree, because things need to be established. There's so much sinking sand around here. You know, there's so many changes that are going on. We have to continue to speak out so that things, or declare and decree, so that things shall be established in our lives and around and about us, and that light shall shine even in the midst of all this darkness that's going on. And Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen. Amen. So right now the grass is humming. The grass is doing great. Got to cut it once a week. Amen. But pretty soon, the grass is going to wither. The flowers are out. They're just beautiful. I have to stop a lot of times and just look at the flowers. They're just so beautiful, even around our house. But after a while, they're going to fade. I have to tell you, you know, I've mentioned our orchid. We had a beautiful orchid. It faded. It came back. Hallelujah. Put a little miracle grow in there. And it came back. And then for mom's, Pastor Mom's birthday, she was given a bigger orchid. And those flowers are just gorgeous. Amen. Hallelujah. And so things are growing and they look so great as they grow. But after a while, they're going to fade. But the word of our God stands forever. Amen. So let's do some declarations here today. Let's decree and declare in the atmosphere. We have to do this one. We just must do this one. So repeat after me. Christ has redeemed me, from the curse of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid any sickness or disease to come upon my body. Every disease,
germ,
allergy,
allergic reaction,
and every virus,
that
touches my body,
dies
instantly.
In the name of Jesus.
Every organ,
and
every tissue,
of my body,
functions.
In the perfection
that God created it,
to function.
And I forbid
any malfunction
in my body.
In Jesus' name.
Now that comes from Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Psalms 131, and Matthew 16:19. Okay, continue to repeat. Great is the peace
of my children
and children's children. And for you, Mom, add another children, because you got great-great-grandchildren.
Yes.
And we'll continue to repeat.
For they
are taught of the Lord.
Amen.
And that's Isaiah 54:13. Keep repeating. I have no lack.
For my God
meets all my needs.
According to his glorious riches.
In Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 4:19.
Yes.
Keep repeating. The Spirit of Truth
comes to me.
Teaches me
all things.
And he guides me into all truth. Therefore,
I confess
I have perfect knowledge
of every situation
and every circumstance that I come up against.
For I ask
for the wisdom of God. And that's John 16:13 and James 1:5. One more. God is on my side.
God is with me now.
Who can be against me? He has given me
everything I need.
For life
and godliness.
Therefore,
I participate
in his divine nature,
of love.
Amen. That's from Romans 8:31. 2 Corinthians 6:16, John 10:10, and 2 Peter 1:3-4. Praise God. So those are our declarations. Continue to declare and decree what the Lord has you to do. Amen. Because it needs to go in the atmosphere now. Hallelujah. We're going to go on and have some praise and worship right now. I just wanted to say, just recently you may or may not have heard that birds have been dying. And all of a sudden the birds have just been dying and people don't know why the birds are dying. And in fact, not just any birds, but songbirds. had been dying. And it seems like, you know, they've done a little research. It seems like first they go blind and then they die. And this, you know, that really just to me, and I was just, you know, praying about that and, you know, talking to the Lord about it. And, you know, what he was saying to me is that that we need to sing more. He didn't explain to me why the birds were dying, the songbirds are dying, but they had a purpose. They had a purpose even to sing in the atmosphere. You know, you hear songbirds singing as the sun comes up, and it just, you know, if you've ever heard that before, if it didn't annoy you and wake you up, you just, you know, you were really blessed by it. And so the Lord was saying that they had a purpose. The songbirds had a purpose. And now that a lot of them are dead, we need to rise up and sing more and fill the atmosphere with the presence, with his presence, by singing into the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so just, you know, take that, what I just said, take that and, you know, and pray about it and see what the Lord is saying to you about it. Hallelujah. Because he's just really laid on my heart to sing more and to laugh. Hallelujah. So I don't know if the songbirds were laughing too, but to sing and to laugh. Praise God. Hallelujah. And now we're going to have our sister McDowell. We're going to listen to her and just sing along with her as she does praise and worship. And I want to say as well, keep her and her family in prayer. Her daughter, Angelina, who is a walking miracle of the Lord, has been on cancer, has been getting cancer treatments for the past 6 years. And now the doctors are saying words that we're not going to receive those words. We're going to receive the word of the Lord on Angelina, and we continue to declare and decree that Angelina is a walking miracle of the Lord and that she shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. And by the way, Angelina is 18 years old. So she's been going through these cancer treatments since she was 12 years old, and God has kept her. And we're believing and declaring and decreeing that the Lord will continue to keep her. So we want to hear some praise and worship through Sister McDowell. And I'll tell you what, even though she has gotten this latest report that does not look good at all, she's still singing and she's praising and she's still worshiping the Lord. Amen. So let's worship the Lord with her. Praise God.
Let me live. It has to let me live. Save joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound. Let it be. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound. Let it be. Let it be a sweet, sweet song in your ear. Hallelujah, we bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. You are the Holy One, the glorious One, the true and living One. Blessed be your name, O Lord. We love you, we love you, we love you. Holy, holy, holy. Lord God, we just thank you. We thank you for your presence today, Lord God. We bless you. You are the Holy One. You are the glorious One. You are the one from everlasting to everlasting. You and you alone, O Lord. And we thank you for your presence here, Lord God, during this time of praise and worship. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, hallelujah, that you just stir us up on the inside, that we sing to you, Lord God, and your presence just fills the place. Fills us up and fills up the atmosphere, hallelujah, around and about us, Lord God. And we bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Hallelujah, in Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just thank God. Thank God for his presence here today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. I just see him right now touching bodies in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And I'm just hearing respiratory systems in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lungs, ears, nose, and throats in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Even touching ankles right now. Thank you, Lord God. Any kind of swelling, take the swelling out of the ankles. Any kind of pain, Lord God, around the ankles, around the feet, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We see, and hallelujah, that you are moving by your spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I hear him say he's doing some reconciliations, hallelujah, among family members, just resolving and reconciling by his spirit, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for doing that, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for your love that covers a multitude of sin in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Correcting those things that need to be corrected by your spirit. And we bless you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we lift up those who have been experiencing any cough. Any kind of coughs or tickling in the throat in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And going throughout the household, bringing healing, health, and wholeness by your spirit, Lord God. We bless you for it right now, Lord. We bless you for it. Hallelujah. Whatever that is, whether a cold, whatever it is, and all it stands for, get off now in the name of Jesus. You have no right. You have no authority. You have no permission in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. You are the God that healeth thee. You are the Lord our healer. And we give you praise and glory for it even now. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was just, you know, perceiving. I know nothing's been going on in my throat, but just perceiving that something is going on in someone's throat
And the Lord is healing it right now, bringing lubrication, taking that tickling out of the throat in the name of Jesus, taking that cough away in Jesus' mighty and holy name. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for it. Even any kind of runny eyes, sinus, Pastor Price, I don't know if this is for you or for others as well in the name of Jesus. But we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Ears, nose, throat, sinuses. Thank you, Lord God, are coming in line with your word right now that says that by your stripes we are healed and by your stripes we were healed. And we give you praise and glory. We give you praise and glory. We give you praise and glory, Lord God. Even right now, in Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to our prayer for finances. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I keep saying this. I guess I'll keep saying it. I would say CD on repeat, but that's old. I'll say a playlist with the same song on it over and over again. Amen. So this is the wealth transfer. This is the time. This is the season for it. It is going on. And as I've said before, never have I heard the word trillion so many times. Amen. And so, yes, there is a wealth transfer that is going on. Hallelujah. And we're in the midst of it. Hallelujah. And I think I heard Pastor Price say the other day, Lord, whatever you're doing, don't do it without me. You know, from that song that I'm trying to think of the bishop who sang that song. But he said, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Together, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Amen. Don't do it without me, God. Hallelujah. I want to be smack dab in the middle. Hallelujah. All that you're doing for your glory, your honor, and your praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's pray over our finances. Repeat after me, Lord.
Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you. Be in charge of them.
Use them
for your purpose. May I be
a good steward
of all that you give me
and walk
in total agreement as to how
it's to be dispersed.
Help me
to remember
that all I have
belongs
to you
and
to be grateful for it.
I pray
that I will find
the
perfect balance,
between spending needlessly
and being miserly. May I always
be paid well
for the work I do.
And may my money
not be stolen,
lost,
devoured,
destroyed,
or wasted.
Multiply
it.
So what I make
will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not be anxious,
about
finances,
but
will seek your kingdom
first,
knowing
that
as I do,
I will have all I need.
In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, there are three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can cash app us at $ESLCCC. Once again, $ESLCCC. And those are the first letters for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can come to the door. Hallelujah. If you live in the Heritage House. And we're in 2E, and you can drop it off there. And, yes, people have been doing that as well. Amen. Somebody met us at the car yesterday and put in their offering for today. We give God praise. Amen. And then you can make your check payable to ESLCCC, and you've been doing that as well. We thank God for you. Send it to 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Hallelujah. And as we get ready to pray over the offering, we also want to thank those who blessed Pastor Mom for her birthday, which was on the 4th of August. There's blessings that were still coming in last week for her birthday. So we just thank and praise God for all of you, and pray that Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11 blessing over you a thousandfold, even now, and money and things that money cannot begin to touch. And we give God the glory. Hallelujah. So praying over the offering today, those who are sending your Cash App right now, those who are writing out your checks, praise God, and even the money that we have here that have been given, the offerings and tithes that have been given already, praise God, we just lift them up to you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. Those who are tithing, we thank you, Lord God. You said test you on this, that if we would give 10%, hallelujah, only 10%, that you would open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that was too much for us to receive, the overflow blessing, hallelujah, of tithing. We thank you for that blessing. And then on top of that, you said you would rebuke the devourer for our sake. So we thank you, Lord God, that the devourer cannot come and destroy, waste, cause the money to be lost. The enemy cannot do any of that with our money, with our finances. And we thank you, Lord God, for it right now. We thank you, Lord, for those who are givers. Your word says, given it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosoms. And we thank you, Lord God, that that's going on right now. Hallelujah, that people are giving. As you give, there's an overflow of people giving to you that you didn't really even expect that they would give to you. But God has opened up that overflow for you in the name of Jesus. And then we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11 that says that he would make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as he has promised us. And so we thank you, Lord God, right now, in Jesus' mighty and holy name, and we all say amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. You right on with the amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, today is my day to bring the word. Lord willing, I'll be bringing the word this Sunday. And next Sunday as well, hallelujah. And even before we bring the word, we'll have another song today, glory to God, and then we'll come back with the word that the Lord has given to us, hallelujah, amen. So we'll bring Minister Joy Bryant on with an eternal praise, glory to God.
About all you've done for me.
Father God, we bless you, we love you, we absolutely love you, and we adore you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that you increase even right now as I decrease so that your word can come forth just the way that you want it to come forth in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. I lay down my comfort and my convenience. And I take on your comfort and your convenience, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You have something that you want to say, and we just say, Lord, we just step back and give you the room to say all that you want to say. And we give you praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I think most of you know when the Lord gives you something, you go through it. Hallelujah. If he gives you a word, you're going to go through the word. Amen. Hallelujah. To be able to bring the word forth. Glory to God. Now, I love that about him. Hallelujah. So the word today is comfort and convenience. And the way this came about was I was just, you know, spending time with the Lord, and he said those two words, and when he said it, I knew, you know, that he wanted me to do some studying on it, some meditating on it, and then to bring the word forth. So let's go in our Bibles to 2 Corinthians 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 1, and this is going to be verses 3 and 4. So we're just going to start here today. 1 Corinthians 1, excuse me, 2 Corinthians 1, chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. And it says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy, and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted by God. Now, another version, the ASV version, says for that verse 4, who comforted us in all our affliction, that we may be able to comfort them that are in any affliction through the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Hallelujah. So it's something that's about this comfort part that he wants us to receive the comfort and then to give that comfort that he gave to us out to others. The Amplified says it like this for verse 4, who comforts and encourages us in every trouble so that we will be able to comfort and encourage those who are in any kind of trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Hallelujah. So this is some good comfort here. Amen. Hallelujah. This word, it brings encouragement. And, you know, when you look up the word comfort, it says to cheer or to encourage someone. And that's to comfort someone. Hallelujah. To be alongside that person, to assist someone. That's comfort. And it's positive. It's a positive word that means even to console someone. Amen. And then to, even when someone is grieving, it causes grief to go, and then an impartation of strength comes up with that comfort. So comfort is powerful. It really is powerful. And, you know, in a way, you know, as I was talking to the Lord, I think that this is kind of maybe the sequel to the art of receiving, amen, being a receptive, hallelujah, because in order to have comfort, we have to receive comfort. We have to be a receptacle of comfort, and then comfort can flow out of us, hallelujah. And so God wants us to be a receptacle of his comfort. Now, his comfort is not like the world's comfort, okay? The world has a way of being comfortable or being comforted and being in a comfort zone, okay? And so a comfort zone is a place, a situation where one feels safe or at ease without any stress. And, you know, especially since this COVID has been going on, caused us to search for comfort because it's so many things that are going on. You know, one moment one thing is being said, another moment another thing is being said, and the first thing that was being said is completely turned around, and so it's hard to get in that comfort zone, that place where one feels safe or at ease or without any stress. Now, that's easy to do in the Lord, amen, after we've been with him for a while, because that's the place where he wants us to get that feeling of being safe and at ease and without stress. But in the world, especially now, it's extremely difficult to find where we're in a comfort zone and feeling safe and at ease and without stress. You know, we went to my cousin, my elder cousin's, this is mom, Pastor Mom's first cousin. And so we went to her homegoing service yesterday. And, you know, we were trying to get a comfort place, a comfort zone in there, knowing mom wanted to go, Pastor Mom wanted to go to the, but we did not want to, have people come and hug all over her, you know, and they haven't seen her in a long time. And so, you know, we had to try to create a comfort place, you know, without people hugging on her. And so we kind of sat over to the side, you know, and had a little place over there. We came through the back door. That was like the handicap entrance. So we came through the back door. We sat over to the side, but we still wanted to greet people and everything. So we were able to do that. And we, where our comfort zone really came was through prayer, because people still came over, and before you knew it, they was trying to hug on her, you know. And the brother, who was her first cousin, the brother of the woman who passed, he wanted to come over and give Mama a big hug. And we were like, oh, Lord, just, you know, prayed over it. But we knew the man was going through, and he wanted the comfort of his first cousin, you know, being there, because, and, you know, he was getting ready to preach the sermon. And so comfort, you know, we ended up, and I believe everything went well. You know, I'll say someone came over and touched Mom's hand and then immediately offered some Purell after that. And we're like, thank you. We got our own. Thank you. Thank you. So that comfort zone is something. Now, when I think of comfort, I also think of comfort food. You know, and I'll just tell it on myself here. I think, there are times where when I want some comfort, first of all, in my own bed with my, and I have a comforter on the bed. Isn't that interesting that they call it a comforter on a bed? And we could really go there with God, because God knew that we needed a comforter, and he wasn't talking about a blanket on a bed either. Amen. But he knew that we needed comfort, and we'll go more into that later. But, you know, when you want some comfort, you might want to put on your nice, comfy, cushy house shoes. You know, and, you know, when you come home from a hard day, you want to, you know, do that, or slip into a bath, you know, take a nice bath. That's one of my comfort places, as well as taking a Epsom salt bath with lots of bubbles in it. And then, you know, being comfortable like that. But, and also I was going to say about comfort food, there's a bunch of different comfort foods that people like. Chinese food is a comfort food. Apple pie, stew. I'm sorry, I'm making y'all hungry, right? Biscuits and gravy. Oh, my. Comfort food. You know, and those kind of foods, well, I got to say cake and ice cream too, okay? Somebody's screaming, cake, ice cream. Yeah, and, you know, different casseroles and stuff like that. Those are, you know, comfort foods. One comfort food for me is popcorn. I tell it on myself. That's my comfort food. And, I grew up eating popcorn. And I can recall the first food that I think I recall learning how to make myself was popcorn, you know. So that's like a comfort food. I don't know if it's the crunch that I hear when I eat it, but it's like, okay, All right, I'm ready to go on now. Calm down, you know, everything's eased up. I didn't add some popcorn, you know. And so, and then some people go to alcohol. I heard someone say, you know, they were about to drink some alcohol, and they said that something was going on in their life and they needed to take the edge off by drinking this alcoholic drink, you know. So there's so many different ways that people try to, you know, strengthen themselves or assist themselves or try to console themselves in a time of trouble, a time of worry, to get that feeling of relief or some kind of encouragement, some kind of satisfying or enjoyable experience, you know, and people will grab that and try to get that in any way that they can. But the Lord, he wants us to get it from him. Hallelujah. He wants to be our comfort. He wants to be our comforter. He wants to be our comfort zone that we can go into. Now, he'll allow us. He'll allow us to do that, you know. And the thing about it is when we do it, and when we get comfort, oh, excuse me, don't let me leave out sex. Because that's, as humans, that's part of the comfort zone. You know, some people go and, you know, and just have sex with anybody or whatever, and that's thinking that that's going to comfort them. But God wants us to come to him for comfort. And he felt so much about it that part of him is the comforter. The Holy Spirit is known as our comforter. Hallelujah. Jesus said in John 14, he said, I'll send you the comforter who will be with you and in you. Hallelujah. So he knew, God knew that we not only needed comfort from the outside, he knew that we needed comfort from the inside. And not only did we need comfort from the inside, but we need comfort from the inside 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all the time. Amen. And when you go back in the garden and you think about how the Lord met with Adam and Eve in the cool of the evening, and that was like so nice. You know, the cool of the evening, and then while he wasn't there in the cool of the evening, here comes the enemy, who meets them at another part of the day, and causes all of that havoc to happen that we're still dealing with today. But thank God for Jesus that he made a way out of that. And so I think about Jesus, that his coming opened up the door, his death, burial, and resurrection, the door for the comforter to come in and to be with us and to live in us, to abide in us. That's how much we need comfort. That's how much we need comfort. And so the Lord does not want us to go and seek comfort from other things, other people, other places, but he should be the first place where we seek the comfort. And if we do go to a substitute comfort, he'll allow us to do it. He'll allow us to do it. But he really wants to give us his best. And like I said, this is like a sequel to The Art of Receiving God's Best. He wants us to receive his comfort because his comfort is the best comfort that we could ever receive. And I'll probably talk more about this next week. what I found out was that it's very interesting that the opposite of comfort is distress, torment, torture, and trouble. Isn't that interesting? You know, I get blessed when I start looking up words, because sometimes I think we feel like we know words, but when we look up the meaning of words, it's like, whoa, I didn't know it meant all of that. And then look up the opposite of that word. So comfort is like cheer, consolation, relief, and solace. But the opposite is distress, torment, torture, trouble. And so when we don't have God's comfort, we're looking at distress, torment, torture, and trouble. And he doesn't want us to have that. Amen. He wants us to have his comfort. And I think about, you know, with the Lord, how he gets us to his comfort is we have to come out of our comfort zone. Oh, boy. To come out of our comfort zone. Things that we've been doing for years and years that we're comfortable in doing. And he wants to get us out of that comfort zone. I think about even myself when, and I think this has been almost 30 years now, when I got filled with the Holy Spirit back in 1991. And, yeah, it's been 30 years. So 1991, oh, man, I had a super, super duper comfort zone back then. You know, I had certain things that I did, certain places that I went, certain people I talked to. I had a direction that I was going in. That was my comfort zone. I was going to be climb the corporate ladder and all of that. Ooh, I had a comfort zone. You know, the way that I lived my life back then, it was a comfort zone. He took me out of that comfort zone, and I was so uncomfortable for a while. And what gave me comfort, what gave me encouragement, what gave me solace, what gave me joy and cheer was the presence of the Lord. And so I just, you know, as much as I could, I just stayed in the presence of the Lord, because everything else that I had set up had fallen like a deck of cards, you know, a house of cards, as they say. It had just fallen apart, and I grabbed a hold of him because things had just fallen apart, and he became my comfort, and he became my comfort zone. Hallelujah. To walk me through what I was going through then, and little did I know, years in the future, you know, he had to walk me through even more. And the more we know of him and his comfort zone, the more we can walk with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think of, I'm going to have Mom, Pastor Mom, read Psalm 23 in verse 4. And I think most all of us know Psalm 23. And it starts with, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." I want Pastor Mom to go on down to Psalm 23, verse 4. Read that for us, Pastor Mom.
Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Amen. Amen. So, you know, the psalmist was walking through the valley of the shadow of death and said, "Now, that's got to be uncomfortable. It's got to be scary, you know, and uncomfortable." And, you know, as a person is fearful over anything, that's uncomfortable. That's not a good comfort zone right there. And so he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Hallelujah. So we have to know that whatever's going on, that God is with us. Hallelujah. He's with us through every situation, through every circumstance. He's with us through COVID, through the variances of COVID. He's with us when we see things go on around and about us. He's with us when we see 1,000 falling at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand. Hallelujah. He is still with us. Hallelujah. And then it goes on to say, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So this is God's comfort. This is the way God comforts. Is he's with us, never leaving us, never forsaking us, and then he brings his rod and his staff. Hallelujah. Now, on the outside, that doesn't seem like much comfort. His rod of correction. Glory to God. He's going to correct us with his rod of correction. He's going to make sure that we're not going in the wrong direction. He's going to make sure, hallelujah, that we know that he cares for us, because if he did not chastise us, if he didn't correct us, then that means that he doesn't love us. But we know that he loves us. So his rod is going to make sure that we are corrected at all times, that we make those mid-course corrections, that we won't continuously go in a direction that's not the direction that he would have for us to go in. So he has that rod out for us to bring that correction. And then his staff. If you've seen a staff before, a shepherd's staff has a crook, like a crook on the top of it, kind of a semicircle, kind of round on the top of it, and it's long, and it can reach. And so if we get off the path in any way, then staff is going to reach out and grab us and put us back on the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Hallelujah. So that gives us comfort. That's our comfort. That's the comfort that he wants us to have. And this comfort is not a, you know, it's not a eat a bowl of popcorn till you get to the end. Phew, I'm done. Or eating that good old ice cream, you know, sitting wherever you want to sit to eat it, you know, sitting. I've heard several women say, when I get ready to go to bed tonight, will take me a bowl of ice cream and eat my ice cream sitting on my bed, you know, and watching my TV show or whatever. And however we get the comfort, that's just a temporary comfort. That's a comfort that's going to come and it's going to go. But the comfort that he gives to us, that where he has his rod and his staff that's comforting us, hallelujah, that's continual. Amen. As we open up ourselves for him, to him and for him, that he'll be there correcting, making those corrections on the inside of us, and also making sure that we are close to him, bringing us close to him on a continual, everyday basis, so that our comfort zone is in him. He is our comfort zone. Praise God. Praise God. And I'm going to go to convenience a little bit, and we're going to come back next week and put more of this together. This is our kind of laying a foundation on this comfort and convenience. Now, convenience is the state of being able to proceed with something with little effort or difficulty. So it's a state. Convenience is a state of being able to proceed with something with little effort or difficulty. Amen. And so when I think of convenience, I think of things like a remote control. Our world is full of conveniences. Amen. Conveniences everywhere. You know, when I was little, we didn't have a remote control. We were the remote control. Bobby, come in here and turn this channel for me. Yes, sir. So I was the remote control. Amen. And I was the convenient. Amen. And so now we have remote control, convenience, getting our food cooked quickly. We have microwaves where the food, you know, it used to take time to warm up your food. You know, sometimes we would put food in the oven and leave it on low for a while. So when we were ready, it was ready, you know. But now we have microwaves, and they are convenient. Amen. And they can warm up things very quickly. We have the convenience of cell phones. We can take them anywhere where we are. Everything is so convenient. We have the convenience of being able to go to a grocery store. Excuse me. And we don't have to go and wring the chicken's neck, kill the chicken, pluck the chicken, you know, and all that that Pastor Mom had to do in her time. Right, Mom?
Yes.
If they wanted some chicken, they couldn't go over to church's chicken, you know, or the latest, you know, fried chicken place. And they had to go out. And you've done that, right, Pastor Mom?
Right.
Right. You've gone out, killed the chicken, plucked the chicken, cut the chicken up. Amen. So those are conveniences. Hallelujah. And there, we have so many conveniences. Our cars are convenient. We don't have to go on a horse and a buggy. Amen. We can get in cars and drive cars and, you know, all of these conveniences. This air conditioning we have on right now with 90-degree weather outside, it's convenient. And we, you know, we thank God for all of these conveniences that we're in the state of being, that we can proceed with something with little effort or difficulty. Hallelujah. We have our appliances, you know, the places where we live, our homes, all of this is convenient. Amen. We got different machines to make things convenient, gizmos. We have all kinds of things. Pastor Mom has this new thing to make, even as she sleeps, to make that convenient, to be able to sleep all night. Hallelujah. A little apparatus to help her to sleep all night without having to get up and go to the restroom during the night. All of these are conveniences. Hallelujah. And then I'll go to the Lord and say, He wants to be our convenience as well. And He doesn't want us to miss it. It's like, you know, don't miss that I'm your comfort. Don't miss that I'm your convenience. Don't just, you know, lean on other things that are around and about you for the convenience. Because you know what? Some of these conveniences, if they go, some people are in a world of trouble. Talk about torture and torment. If things are gone, these conveniences, and, you know, sometimes they tend to make people not know as much as they would know. I think about even in the, if you go to like a store and you give one of these kids, these young people, some money, they halfway know how to count it out because the cash register has made it so convenient for them. And so some of them don't even know how to count money out anymore. And if the cash register breaks in any way, they got to shut everything down because they don't know how to count. And so conveniences are nice, but it's also good to know things. Amen. And it's also good to still be able to do things no matter how convenient things are. Now let's go to a scripture, and I'll say this is our last scripture, I do believe. Hallelujah. And Matthew 11. Verses 28 and 30, and I think most of you know this. When it comes to convenience, this is a scripture that really stood out to me in terms of what God's convenience is like. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. This is God's convenience. Hallelujah. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah. So that's what he wants to give to us. Hallelujah. He wants us to have his convenience. And with his convenience, he says, come to me. That's the whole point. Hallelujah. I probably could have said this whole sermon in about 2 or 3 minutes or less. Come unto me for your comfort. Come unto me for your convenience. Come unto me. And that's what the Lord wants us to do, is to continue to come unto him. Then we can be in his comfort zone. Whatever comes, whatever goes, we're in his comfort zone. Come unto me. Whatever's going on around and about us, we're able to proceed with little effort or difficulty, because we have come unto him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. I will keep you in that convenient place. I will keep you in that comfort zone. Hallelujah. That's who he is. So, and he's like, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Hallelujah. So the bottom line to all this is that the Lord wants us to have his comfort and to have his convenience in every situation and every circumstance. And even, you know, for us to begin to look at ourselves to see how we are getting our comfort, what comforts us, and to just start off by realizing, I'm getting my comfort from this bowl of ice cream. I'm getting my comfort from this, you know, at least acknowledge and know going on. And then God can work with us. You know, there was a time where, and this seems odd, it's like, you know, what's the big deal? But I would have pillows all around me. I had pillows on my hand. I had pillows in front of me, pillows in back of me. And I had to have like about 6 or 7 pillows all around me. And the Lord's like, so what you doing? Oh, this feels comfortable. And he says, I want to be your comfort. I want to be your comfort on this. And I was like, wow, okay. And after that time, now this, I'm talking, you know, probably about 25 years ago, seemed like, you know, why would God want me to get, quote unquote, delivered from all the pillows? Why? Because he wanted to be my comfort. He wanted to be the one that made me so comfortable that I would just go right to sleep. and have a blessed and wonderful night's sleep. That's the kind of comfort that he wanted for me. And, you know, I was willing to, you know, try to get it from all the pillows all around me. And so I was like, okay, the pillows are going. Go, pillows. You know, and then the presence of God, that he, it made room for the presence of God to be all around and about me, so that not only did I get a good night's sleep, but I was able to get rest, because people can go to sleep tired and wake up tired. But when you, when we go to sleep in the presence of God, Almighty God, and he's our comfort and he's our convenience, then we can go to sleep. We may be a little tired when we go to sleep, but we'll wake up refreshed in the morning. And in fact, what I've seen with him is that he'll even refresh me before I go to sleep. So I can go to sleep refreshed and wake up refreshed as well. Hallelujah. Amen. So this is just a little that he wanted for us to share today. We have more to share next week about comfort and convenience and, you know, God's comfort and his convenience. Because when we get into that, into his comfort and convenience, then it's life-changing for us. Hallelujah. And then, you know, it's life-changing. And then, like next week, we're going to talk about how he says, you know, we can actually soar through anything that's going on when we have his comfort and his convenience. Hallelujah. So we'll talk about that next week. And, you know, we bless God and we pray that God has really, you know, touched your heart on this. Amen. Let it kind of saturate in you this week. Praise God. And because he's going to talk to you more about that. He's talking to me more. And this is the time for it. With all of this that's going on around and about us, this is the time for it. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your comfort. We thank you for your convenience, Lord God. Hallelujah. We want yours, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We want to receive all that you have for us with comfort and convenience, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you. We honor you. We adore you, Lord God. Teach us more about this, Lord. Let this be, let us be aware that we're doing that, that bring us temporary comfort and temporary convenience. Let us be aware of it, Lord God. And then as you make us aware of it, help us to be able to lay it down before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That your peace will rule and reign on the inside of us. Hallelujah. That no matter what state that we're in, no matter what place that we're in, that we can be at peace and we can be comforted. And we give you praise, Lord God, right now, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to give you all an opportunity. I see someone, Pastor Price, has already pressed her number one key. Any of you, if you'd like to make a comment, if the Lord has even showed you something about yourself with regards to comfort or convenience, and if, you know, if you're open enough to share that with us, we really want to hear it. And we're going to open the lines in a few moments here. So please, press your number one key. We want to hear from you. Let me go ahead and pray our prayer of salvation first before we go on. You know, the Lord wants us to, some of us even have a comfort zone around us when it comes to telling people about Jesus. He wants us to be in his comfort zone to tell people about Jesus. When I first began to talk about or wanted to talk about Jesus, my first thought is I don't want to beat people over the head with him. You know, he's too loving. He's too kind. You know, help me to be able to share you, Lord, with people so that people can get saved, because it was a desire in my heart and my mind for people to be saved. And praise God. So the Lord began to touch my heart, and he gave me a whole different view with his comfort zone of sharing the Lord with people. So it's not a beating people over the head with him or with the word of God, but it was a loving people into the kingdom of God. It completely changed as I went into his comfort zone. And so there's so many people now who need to be saved. People are dying around, all around about us, all over the world. People are dying. And before they leave here, they need Jesus as their Lord and as their Savior. And, you know, we need to be able to lead them to Jesus at any place, at any time, whether it's comfortable or whether it's convenient. And God makes a way. He'll make a space and time. I've seen him do this where, you know, if we're feeling uncomfortable about people around and about us, he'll move everything out of the way. He'll move everybody out of the room, and he'll give a space and a time for that person to be born again, for them to be saved. Hallelujah. And all we need to do is to know what to say in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, and they'll be saved. So the two scriptures I give every week are John 3:16 and Romans 10:9. There's many other scriptures, but I'm just giving you these two. Amen. And you can, you know, search out by his spirit even more scriptures. But John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." Thank you for saying that with me. Praise God. And then Romans 10:9, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." Amen. So let's pray the prayer of salvation together with all our heart. You know, I know that all of you on the line that I can see right now are born again. So you're just saying this just to practice and be ready to lead someone to Jesus. So repeat after me, "Dear Lord Jesus,
I believe
you died for me.
Jesus, me.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
And be my Savior.
Show me your way.
Show me your way.
And help me to follow you.
And help me to follow.
And
you.
Now I know.
And I know.
According to your word,
that
I'm saved,
I'm
born again,
and
heaven is my home.
And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you were listening to us and you prayed that prayer for the first time, we commit and command you to the Lord, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we thank him right now for just sealing you with his Holy Spirit and with power in the name of Jesus, and filling you with his Holy Spirit and power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to turn away from those things that are not of God and to turn, hallelujah, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in every circumstance and situation. And then we invite you to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Hallelujah. We're here every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. This phone number is 516-418-5699. Praise God and God bless you. Amen. Amen. So anyone, if you have any comments, questions, you have any prayer requests, you want to share something, press your number one key. We'll open the line for Pastor Price now. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Glory to God. Good morning. Glory to God. Good morning, Apostle and Pastor Mom and all the saints in your respective places today. Apostle, I really thank God for that word that you gave today, that God wants us to have his comfort, his convenience in every area of our life. The scriptures that you use that I thank God for, one of my very favorite all-time scriptures is 2 Corinthians, and that 1 through verse 5 or 6 in there, and you focused on verse 4. I tell you that I had early in my life when I was a younger woman, I had 6 children to be go to be with the Lord. And the comfort that comes from God, I learned of the comfort through the years of what God can give, that he is truly a comforter. So I thank God for that word that you gave. And then I thank God for Pastor Mom reading Psalms 23 and verse 4 with such clarity today. I thank God for you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. And then hallelujah, that he comforts us with his rod and his staff. I was thinking about when you said that his rod of correction, and one time I heard that his rod also would be for our protection. Not only does he correct us with that rod, but he protects us. Because if anything comes, he going to get that rod and club him with it, you know. So I thank God for both. I just thank God for that word that you gave today, every part of it. I was thinking about when you talked about the comfort zone, where yours was pillows. I waited till I got, I think I might have been in my 50s then when I started doing a certain thing. I would wear blouses, a skirt and a blouse, and so I could put my hand up against my stomach. But I could put my hand inside of my skirt, not down in the lower part of my stomach, but on my stomach, mainly probably about the top part of my stomach. And I was puzzled by that. I've seen people do that, to put their hand on their stomach. But I would always, and invariably when I would sit down somewhere, I would put my hand on my stomach. And, up against my stomach. And so I looked it up, and they said that's one of the signs of a person that needs comfort and wants to be comforted. Wow. So I still had to learn that won't really comfort me by putting my hand on my stomach. So I have to come to God for his comfort. So I thank you, God, for that word that he gave you on comfort and on convenience. And truly, I want to come continually to God for him being my comfort and my convenience. I thank God for that word today. And I'm looking forward to the message that you will be ministering, Lord willing, next week. Because I thank God that you said that this message is one that's still like the state of the art of receiving. We do have to receive his comfort and receive his convenience, and I thank him for what he's doing. God bless you, and I send much love to each one of you today. And thank you for praying at the very beginning, because my nasal passages, they're better now. But at the first beginning of the service, when God began to have you to pray, I was in kind of distress at that time. Hallelujah. So I thank God for your obedience under God to pray. So, and then it began to break up, and I began to blow my nose so I could have, hallelujah, more able to, to breathe better. And I thank God for his healing. So thank God for you and for the word today, and I praise God for you all. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing, Pastor Price, and thank you for being that case in point with the comfort, looking that up and seeing that's a person who needs to be comforted, or that's a way of comforting. Amen. And also the rod of correction and protection. I like that. That's good. That is so good. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Amen. I'll tell you what, I'm just going to open up everyone's line. You can put your phone on mute if you don't want to say anything. Nobody's going to, make you say anything, but I'm just going to open up everyone's line. We're an intimate group today. So if you would like to say anything, you can. If not, we'll give you a moment. I'll tell you what, your lines are open, so put your phone on mute. I'll give you a moment to think what you're going to say, if you're going to say anything, while I tell you about what's going on our Getta Radio broadcast, our Getta Radio family of broadcasts this week. So tomorrow we'll have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. Our Bible teaching series is tomorrow, and she'll be talking about clothes on, clothes off, and about faith tomorrow. So, and that's 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, the same phone number. On Tuesday, the 17th, we'll be back again with Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And you know, we always have an awesome time praying in tongues. We have four people to volunteer to pray in tongues for 15 minutes at a time. And then we have an interpretation. And so our interpretations have been just so wow, on point lately. It's just been so awesome. And that's on Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And if anyone wants to volunteer, we would love for you to volunteer to pray in tongues for 15 minutes. Even if you can't stay for the whole thing and you can just pray in tongues and then you got to go, that's fine. We'll do that. Praise God. Okay, Wednesday, our next Wednesday broadcast is going to be Wednesday, September the 8th. And that's going to be prophetic healing, and that's with Elder Philip Hockey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. So it'll be September the 8th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, same phone number, 516-418-5699. And the last time we got together, I should look at that number, but I think at least there were 8 healings there on that night, which was just beautiful. God's moving by his Spirit, so you know, mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm for September the 8th at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And please let people know if you see somebody who's going through something, they could get healed. Praise God. Amen. Even Minister Linda was going through something, and the two of them are in the house. But once we got together, I mean, 50% of her healing was there. Once we got together on Wednesday, total healing came to her. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, you know, mark your calendars on that. Set your cell phone alarm. Okay, so then this Thursday, we'll continue on with our speaker for August, and her name is Pastor Sheila Scott, a beautiful woman of God, you know, just, you know, love the Lord, and she's pastoring a church in St. Louis, and her husband comes on with her, Minister Mike, and such a blessing to have actually both of them on. So they're going to be talking this week about what's going on in the church right now and what the Lord has shown them in the future. And, I mean, they've just been so transparent with us. And, oh, what else they're going to talk about is they met each other. They're a multiracial couple. They met each other in 2014 and they got married in 2016. And so we told them we want to know all about it. Okay? How he walked into the church. I said, did you come on a white horse? And so anyway, how he came into the church and met her. And and 2 years later, they were married, them and their blended family. Glory to God. So that's what they're going to be talking about on this Thursday. And then the following Thursday, she will be preaching. And so we're looking forward to that. So next Sunday, we'll be back again with Comfort and Convenience, Part 2. Hallelujah. And looking forward to that. Amen. So any comments?
Yes.
Any comments?
This is Sister Carrie. I thank the Lord for the word that you gave today. First, I address Pastor Mom. Good morning, and Apostle Kizzy and all the saints, everyone on the line. I thank the Lord for the word that you gave this morning about comfort and convenience, and how He's there, how you went through, how He's there to comfort us in anything that we go through. And out of that same comfort, when He poured in us, that we can actually pour it out to someone else when they're going through.
Yes.
And we can understand it without going through a lot of questions, but we know that there's some place that they need Him. And so we can always give them Him as we walk beside Him. There's so many anxieties, like you were saying, and fears that come in, suspicions and, you know, and all of that. But as He come with His word, He comes and He settles all of that, you know.
Yes.
Sometimes you walk and you're searching. You're just like you're going from one place to the other. But as the Holy Spirit comes, even when the anxieties come, He's there. And then you get that assurance, you know, I'm here with you. I'm not going to leave you. Even though I know you're going through, I'm here and I'll comfort you. I'll even strengthen you as you walk through it. And that's, I want to say amazing when it's not amazing, but it is amazing that He's always there with us. No matter what time of day, what time of night, what time of year or season we go through, that He's always there. And like Sister Price, Minister, Pastor Price was saying, that even with the corrections, you know, I see you, and I know why you ran to that, but I'm here even then to bring you back and show you now this is the way to go. You know, sometimes you don't even understand why you're running or what's in there, but even then He comes, and even if He has to come two or three or four times to come back and say, this is why you're running, until you get that understanding, then He's there to move you out of that place to another place, you know. So that gives you compassion for others, give you an understanding for others, and you can be merciful to others, you know. And because He's shown that same thing to you, you know, as you went through, I brought up so many times, so many different sequences, you know, that I would run to, and I would run to, until you come to that place where, okay, Lee, it's time to drop that. It's time to move in this direction. And so I just thank the Lord for that. You know, there was one Psalms that helps me, you know, when I'm going through, is Psalms 32:8, and when I get in that place, and it reminds me, He said, okay, come to me, I'll teach you, I'll instruct you, my eyes will be up on you, I'll show you, just come to me, settle down, you know. And that comforts me, that I can run to Him, and I don't have to be ashamed. You know, sometimes you're ashamed. I don't know if anyone, you're ashamed to say where you are. But He said, you know, don't even be ashamed. Come on, I'll show you. And so you can settle down and get into the Word. And as you're speaking today, He'll show you that place. And you say, oh, Lord, that was it. And then you can just quieten down and move off into another a growth area, I guess you put it that way. So I thank you for the word today. Thank you, Pastor Price. Just thank all the saints. I bless everyone. And just thank you.
Thank you, Minister Carey, for sharing. Certainly appreciate that. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Anyone else? Amen. I'll just say who else is here today. Minister Rachel, good to see you. Praise God. Minister Mary, praise God. Good to see you too. And Sister Monica, good to see you on with us this morning. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go ahead. If no one has anything else to say, we're going to go ahead and have our dear Pastor Mom to close us out in prayer. You have any comments, Pastor Mom?
It was very good. Everything was very good.
It was very good.
Mm-hmm.
You have a comfort zone?
Yes.
Is there something that makes you comfortable?
Comfortable, yes.
What makes you comfortable, Mom?
Just sit and listen to what good it is, but
amen.
Thank
you.
So, may the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent.
While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Well, we praise God for every one of you for coming today. Hallelujah. I know it's a beautiful day. It's summertime, probably people are on vacation and all that good stuff while we can go on vacation. Amen. And I pray that you all will have a wonderful rest of the day and a wonderful week. God bless you. And remember, I am...